Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year, but he just can't say when he thinks that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
His remarks came amidst prepared comments delivered on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing interest rates down. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is contesting a lower court's rejection of his immunity claim in a federal election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump is on hold pending the Supreme Court's decision on whether a former president can be prosecuted for actions during office. If the case proceeds, the trial might commence shortly before the November presidential election. Trump's campaign is notching a key Republican Party endorsement as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announces his support for Trump this week. He says it should come as no surprise.
Defend the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. Actor Alec Baldwin was handling the gun at the time and continues to face legal backlash over his role. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Houthi rebel pirate attacks in the Red Sea have claimed the lives of at least 3 commercial crew members while injuring several others this week. The Houthis reportedly launched airstrikes Wednesday, targeting a cargo ship with multinational crew aboard. Along with the 3 who were killed, 4 others were wounded, including 3 who were in critical condition after the attack. The TSA is testing a new self-service screening technology. This will be at Reed International Airport in Las Vegas. The setup reduces the number of TSA agents at security checkpoints and streamlines operations. Passengers interact with a virtual agent for assistance while officers remotely monitor X-ray machines. Automated conveyors handle luggage requiring further screening. Although the technology officially launches March 11th, officials caution it's still in the testing phase and not yet ready for nationwide passenger use. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second. Anyone flying first class or with status perks can get complimentary bags still. And President Biden delivers his State of the Union address from Capitol Hill. It'll air at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you so much for joining us and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. I am Bill Martinez, and we have Grant Berry joining us. Grant is quite a character here. And not only is he a messianic believer, okay, so we'll put this in perspective. He's the author of a new series. It's actually, he's just come out with a second edition on this new series called Romans 9:1-1, A Time to Sound the Alarm. We're going to talk a lot about that in un momentito. But he's also seriously married to Halle Berry. Now, don't think Halle Berry like H-A-L-I. It's H-A-L-I is the true spelling of his betrothed and his lovely wife, along with five children. But I'm sure he has all kinds of fun, especially here in America, telling people that he's married to Halle Berry. Grant, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, especially when we make dinner reservations.
I bet. You lead off with her name, right? What a character! When I saw that, of all things, you put it, and the way it's put in your bio, it's all so subtle, as you might say. You know, I just go, okay, we got to at least bring that out to everybody to understand that we can, you know, we can have fun on the show even though we're dealing with some serious topics here, right?
Absolutely, we need to.
So how much fun for you? So here you are, you meet Halle Berry, you tell your family you are dating Halle Berry. They must have thought you were a rock star.
Yeah, well, my last name is Berry, her first name is Halle. So when we married, she became Halle Berry. And I always say that she's the Jewish one. And and by the way, both of them are really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and the thing is, I'm sure the family, if they before they really got everything straight in their brain, they're thinking, well, how much more prayer do we need to add for Grant that he's going to marry this woman that has a hard time holding down a husband? We don't want that to be part of the legacy, but, she's like all of us humans, we go through our travails Your Halle is doing well, and you guys have a great family. So mazel tov, right?
Thanks, Bill. You know, I couldn't do this without my better half. Halle and I travel everywhere, and we're really partners in ministry. And she's a really wonderful support to everything we're doing with reconnecting ministries and the Romans 9:1-1 project.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk more about that. You know, I was disappointed because last week, what you're hearing is my throat coming back from NRB, and I think you were at NRB. We were trying to get together. I was disappointed that we didn't meet face-to-face. I was well at the time, but leaving NRB a couple of days afterwards, I've come down with what people are calling the NRB flu. There was such an outbreak. I'm not kidding you, Grant, outbreak. Everybody I talk to, they go, yeah, I got the NRB flu or something. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think we dosed up more on extra vitamin C as we were going through those days. But what a great show. Bill.
It was really terrific.
There was a great vibrance there, you know, in wanting to focus on media, and especially for Israel and support for Israel.
Well, you know, I think that we're all kind of, in a sense, I say, feeling different parts of the elephant. We're a bit blindfolded because, as we know with Revelation, God, unveils his intention in part. We prophesy in part. And it's cool to come together to say, okay, hey, what are you seeing? What are you feeling here? What is God telling you? And it's quite interesting when you connect the dots. It seems to be all of the same elephant, so to speak, if I can put it in those kind of terms.
Specifically regarding what's going on in Israel?
Yeah, exactly. Specifically, you know, because I think, you know, for me, and I think last time you and I spoke, what I have been seeing is a renewal in Israel, a return in Israel that's coming and that has been manifest, which I think is quite encouraging. I think that all that the demonic meant to do on October the 7th, God always turns it to good. And, you know, and what's happening is that it has awoken the spiritual aspect of the Jewish people to bring them back to the Father. And this is all, you know, part and parcel. And you write about this in Romans 9:11. This is all part and parcel and part of God's plan of us coming back together. It is a reunion of all those that God has called by his name and bringing us together. And I think we're all sensing that in some form, don't you think?
Bill, you know, Israel has had an incredible journey, one of the greatest journeys and the greatest stories of all time. But it's not all about joy and happiness. It's been a tremendous roller coaster. And actually, the Apostle Paul speaks about Israel's journey and its plight in Romans 11. And it's interesting, as we deal with Romans chapters 9 to 11, that specifically begin to unfold a deeper understanding of Israel's journey and experience and ultimate end. Paul actually asked three questions, and he emphasizes in chapter 11 that he's really unveiling this message more to God's children from the nations than he is to the Jewish believers at that time, because Israel's journey has been so complex. We know there were many Jews that believed in Yeshua, and they founded the church. He deals with this and calls them the remnant of Israel in verses 1 to 6. And then in verse 11, he addresses another question which relates to those that rejected Messiah, rejected Yeshua, and as a result, in sync with what Moses spoke in Deuteronomy 30 in the Torah, Israel was to experience a judgment and a dispersion into the nations. And we believe that has come to a conclusion with Israel's restoration, which unfortunately, Bill, for some reason, the church fathers understood the judgment of Israel, but they understood the dispersion, but not the restoration. It was only in the later 18th century, in the Reformation, that certain Christian groups, pietists and Puritans mm-hmm. that actually began to get the revelation for the restoration of Israel. And here we are today, and there's a whole lot I could actually talk to you about the book.
Okay, if we have time, this time, I do want to talk about what's going on in Israel today, and when we come back, especially with Anthony Blinken and his announcement about what he sees is the next step for Israel in dealing with the Gaza. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Grant Berry, and he's the author of the book Romans 9:11, Messianic Jew, talking about Israel when we come back. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez, and he's Grant Berry, married to Halle Berry. We got to say this. I don't know. I just, and you know, and it really is. She's really Halle Berry, but not Halle Berry that you think. Fortunately for Grant, he's also married to a very beautiful Halle Berry, and they have five great kids. And he's putting up with me kind of jabbing at him for just a little bit here because you have to do this. That's all there is to it. So it's, it's America's humor. And Grant is from the United Kingdom. So he took advantage after he left Nashville, Tennessee, hanging with the cats for a week at NRB. And you experienced the arc. And that's a great, that is a great exposition there, isn't it?
Wow, what a buck to modern science. What an incredible job they did there. Just laying out the whole truth, of the history of the Ark, and it's an exact replica. The experience was wonderful, and what really hit me more than anything was the size of the ship. Mm-hmm. And it says at that time that the waters came up from the earth. It hadn't, it hadn't started to rain. Mm-hmm. The way we normally experience rain. And so you can only imagine the mocking and, all the people around him, coming against him and, mm-hmm. ridiculing him. And, of course, it took 75 years to build it. So may we have the endurance and the faith to stand in the trials of that kind of tribulation, our brother and our father Noah.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, we mentioned also, I had talked with Dr. Dan Biddle, interviewed him about the upcoming movie, The Ark in the Darkness, which is going to be coming out the end of this month. I think it'll be a Fathom event. You need to get your tickets right away. This is an exceptional documentary on what happened. About the most biblically accurate photorealistic representation of Noah's flood ever released in theaters. This is just an incredible, incredible movie. I had a chance to see this, and it is one of those things that I think is going to shock people in a sense, especially the younger generation, saying, "Why didn't we know this? Why?" And the connection here is that God's heart was so broken over what He created that he regretted creating man and his creation. Could you imagine a God of love getting to that point where saying it has become so rankly evil that he just has no choice? He's got to clear the deck and judge his creation. I can only imagine that it must have been close to as heartbreaking, if I can say this in human terms, as watching his son on the cross.
Yeah, and then, Bill, also, it is a prophetic picture, ultimately, of the judgment that's to come on the world because of sin and because of disobedience. And exactly. We are drawing closer to that. And there's such a need, Bill, to reach the younger generation with the knowledge of Yeshua, of the love of Jesus, and the whole salvation and the gospel message. I'm not afraid to talk about sin and disobedience. When I came into a relationship with the Lord, I understood for the first time it was my sin that was my problem that separated me. But at the same time, I had an instant revelation that Jesus had paid the price for that sin and that His blood could cover it and enable me to cross over into the new covenant and to follow Him with His example of love and forgiveness and forbearance. And this is the story of the gospel that we need to bring to the younger generation, and especially with knowledge and truth about what's going on in Israel and the conflicts that are going on and some of the craziness that's going on in social media to really lead a younger generation astray.
Well, this is why it's so important, Ron, for you to be on the show here and for us to talk about this topic, is that, you know, God wants the young people to be prepared, to not be ignorant. My people die, for lack of knowledge. God does not want you to perish for lack of knowledge, especially. I mean, that's so, you know, crazy when you think about it. Here it is in this information age that we live in, when there's so much information out there. Of course, we're told that there would be this time, such as now, where there's a lot of information, people be running, you know, willy-nilly, pell-mell, looking for knowledge, and they would not find it. And so it's up to us as watchmen on the wall to to warn everyone, whether you're Jew or Gentile, as to the coming judgment, and that what's happening in Israel is absolutely key. I have always said, and I think that I said this to you the last time we talked, is that when Israel became a nation again, when you consider God's prophetic clock, it's the hour hand of God's prophetic clock that was set. And what's been passing since then are minutes and seconds. So all this stuff that's happening, even with, the current news, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, firing back against Israel's planned settlement into the West Bank, it's like, wait a minute, America, it's so frustrating, and for me, and I got to imagine for other people, is that America doesn't know. They don't understand that that all things work together for good, for those who are called by God and God's purposes, and that God is orchestrating all this stuff. And the United States coming in and interfering in God's foreign policy and his agency over the land of Israel is opening the doors for trouble, because every time America has interfered with God's foreign policy and land, America is hit. I don't know if you've looked at this, Grant, but over the years I've looked at it, that every time America interferes with God's foreign policy when it comes to his land, America is hit with a tragic natural disaster, you might call it. And all told, it's been probably close to $1 trillion worth of damage. But America just keeps on going forward, and they, where fools fear to run, they just keep on going forward and trying to interfere and think they know better than God.
You know, to think of moving towards a two-state solution at this period is just absurd. I mean, we've just witnessed Israel wanting to live at peace, giving back the land of Gaza to the Palestinians, but look what they did with it. And all exactly. The money that they received, instead of helping their people who mostly live at poverty levels, building tunnels and armaments. The first thing, Bill, that needs to change is that there must be a change of heart. Mm-hmm. And the Palestinians need to be able to accept Israel's right to exist as a people. And until that changes, until they're willing to lay down their arms and move into a place of reconciliation and forgiveness, Israel is stuck in an impossible situation. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And terrorist elements at this point have to be dealt with. Israel as a nation has no choice right now but to defend themselves and to rout the terrorist elements. So we're faced with some very challenging circumstances here, and of course we mourn the loss of any loss of life, Bill, whether it be Palestinian or Jewish, and pray. We really believe our whole focus with the Romans 911 Project is to move in the way of Yeshua, to move yes. in the heart of the Father, the heart right. of Jesus, to move in love and forgiveness. We are praying for a change of heart for all of those Arab people around Israel that would still want to destroy them rather than embrace them as a people and want to live with them in peace.
Well, Grunberry, we got to leave it there for now. Look forward to having you back. He's the author of the book Romans 9:1-1.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. A bill to keep government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the House. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval this week. It ensures no partial government shutdowns can impact key government agencies like agriculture, commerce, justice, and transportation department.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. However, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I don't blame you for being frustrated. I mean, with what's going on with our government and what we see, these responses from the Democrat apparatchik, you know, Jamie Raskin and that. One hand, he talks of Donald Trump as being an insurrectionist. It's interesting that initially they threw that out there, that term out there, and then realized it wasn't, they hadn't really proved the point. But, then it becomes anecdotal, and it was given a reprise, and all of a sudden, Joe Biden, oh, he's an insurrectionist. And so now it's okay to say that Donald Trump's an insurrectionist. He's never been convicted of it, never been indicted for insurrection. But in their world, he's an insurrectionist. It just flat out, they have determined they are the sole jury and judge, like New York, I guess they can determine, or like Illinois. They just determined that, Donald Trump, we're not going to have him on the ballot. Well, a little late. His name's already printed on the ballot. Now what are you going to do? And thank God the Supreme Court is stepping in and saying, look, we're going to, we're going to address some of these issues. And I don't know how far they can go, Scott Powell, but that could be a welcoming move on behalf of the American people, because we're all brain bruised dealing with this stuff that seems to be very manipulative, which is nothing more than political persecution and lawfare that's been taking place targeted toward, you know, the candidate. I mean, here it is. I mean, he's not like, you know, the fourth candidate down the line here. I mean, this guy is winning every primary by 30 and 40 points. I mean, to the degree that, you know, I don't know, Nikki Haley, you know, she's determined to hang in there no matter what. But she spent, up to this point, $76 million, and I think that averages out to just you know, with the amount of delegates she got, a little over $3 million per delegate. That's a tough ROI, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very tough. It's an impossible ROI. So, yeah. I think there are a couple of things that everyone can learn from this experience, and this. You know, this opposition to Trump taking on, you know, manifesting itself in all the things that you described, Bill, you know, denying him a place on the ballot, all the legal cases that are really weak, weak cases. They're politically driven. They're not really strong legal cases at all. All this reveals, number one, how corrupt the political establishment is, and particularly the opposition party, how much corruption there really is. And the reason that they are wanting to stop Donald Trump, eliminate him, is because they are fearful that if he gains power, one of the things he's going to do, one of the priorities of his new administration, his second term, will be to really root out corruption. And that means right. that people may have to pay a price, that there will be justice, a level of justice served that we haven't seen in our lifetimes in terms of cleaning up our corruption in the political sphere, because it is deep and broad, and it undermines the proper functioning of our country.
Exactly.
And so it's got to be dealt with, or it gets worse. It's been getting worse and worse and worse, and now we're at this. We're at this point now where our country is really threatened internally by corruption.
Exactly.
It's, you know, we could say that the Chinese are very involved in subverting our country. That is true. But they couldn't succeed in subverting if there weren't corrupt people that they could control, that they could bribe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, the rule of law and truth is out the door. There's no doubt about it, Scott. And we're paying the price. The thing is I just the thought comes to mind is that when there's remedy on all this and all the you know, the damage that they've done to Trump and the family, I think he could end up bankrupting the state. Do you think about that? I mean, I think, you know, this E. Jean Carroll fiasco, you know, what they're doing with him. I mean, this is, you know, this direct attack. If there was a semblance of some sort of reasonableness in the courts, New York could be in some serious trouble here, not to mention Georgia.
They're already in trouble. You know, they have a huge deficit, as does California. They can't print money. So they really don't have a solution, as the federal government does. They've got to ultimately be fiscally accountable and responsible, because if a state goes bankrupt, well, we'll have to see what happens.
The rest of us are going to have to carry their burden, because that's what Democrats always count on, right? Excuse me. Yes. They always count on us picking up their pieces here, because here they are, you say, they're already on the verge of bankruptcy, you know, both bookends of the country here, California and New York. Right. And you know, I mean, and they're so desperate right now with what they did to Trump. You know, Scott, I think a lot of businesses are already silently moving out of the state, regardless of what Kathy Hochul said.
The signal that the New York judge and courts are delivering is that your private property is no longer safe in New York. That you too, we could confiscate your property. And this is all politically motivated. We all know, everybody gets this. It's not
especially when Kathy Hochul says, "No, this isn't for. This is just for Donald Trump." Well, hello. I mean, that's a politically motivated target right there. Go ahead.
There are plenty of businessmen in New York that support Trump. Right?
Yes.
So are they safe? Is their property safe? Are their businesses safe? I would argue that they're not safe with this development. So you're right, Bill. Businesses are leaving New York, and that means a diminished tax base.
Exactly.
This is insanity. Insanity. Yeah. This is self-destructive. This is suicide. This is New York suicide.
Yeah, and you got the mayor somehow waving a wand, coming up with $35 million to take care of these illegal migrants, you know, filling up their EBT cards with cash. I mean, it's like this thing, like you said, it's insanity. And, you know, and it's kind of surprising because New Yorkers, you know, they always have an attitude. But it's like, I don't know what they're thinking. If they're just maybe in a Democratic, you know, stupor of some sort. I don't know, Scott, because this is just, to me, it's uncharacteristic of New Yorkers.
Well, you're an old Californian, Bill, so you may remember Michael Savage, the famous talk show host.
I've got stories to tell you. I remember.
Savage cut right to the chase and described the problem as that, you know, this is actually beyond liberalism, but it's a kissing cousin. Liberalism was the early stage. When you get to the stage we're at now, it's really beyond liberalism. But he described the problem as that you have to understand that liberalism is a mental disorder. That's how he described it. So many of these people actually have a mental disorder. That is, they cannot think through things anymore.
Exactly.
It's been, of course, a process that's been going on in our country of sort of, you know, it's a process of dumbing down the people, and now we have diversity, equity, and inclusion, and what has happened with that is that weaker people, less qualified people, are rising up through the ranks, and you combine that with corrupt politics, and we have crazy people in the courts now in New York. These
of
people,
course.
First of all, they made up a legal case that is absolutely weak and will go down as it gets appealed up through the court system, and ultimately, if it has to go to the Supreme Court, it'll be knocked down. So
how this guy is able to hold on to his robe will be a miracle to me.
I agree.
I mean, it's just totally totally wrong on so many levels. Yeah, Michael did have a good handle on this. He had a very simple and direct way to explain it, and the people understand this is that, like with any idea, any, you know, intelligent individual will look at it throughout its entire process to say, hey, does this work? Does this does this fit a round hole problem? And where there's squares, then you kind of you figure that out. But what happens is liberalism doesn't want to spend the time and the energy that it takes in order to work that out, because that really takes some intellect, and it takes some debate and things that they don't like to do, because they don't like to debate. You know, they come down, you know, from their mountain on high as if they've met with God, and they know, and nobody else doesn't know, right?
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
And just like that, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Scott Powell continues with us. Scott has written a great book, an exceptional book that you must get your hands on, and it's readily available. Scott, tell our audience about the book and how they can get their hands on it.
Well, Rediscovering America is the book, and it was number one Amazon in the historical studies genre for 8 weeks in terms of new releases. What people have found about the book that's so powerful is that it tells stories of American history that many historians failed to tell, that are incredible stories of how America progressed through its history. You know, what were the attitudes, the qualities of character that enabled America at various stages to overcome impossible odds? So this is a powerful book for today, because so many of us feel a bit demoralized, a bit discouraged, because, you know, our country has been hijacked. We see political corruption, and we don't know what to do. So this book will give you substantive ideas that, when put into practice, will save our country.
It'll give you some hope, ladies and gentlemen, because I think this is what Scott is referring to, is many of us, you know, have lost hope, you know, thinking, well, you know, the powers to be, what's going on, you know, what we see happening in our bureaucracy. I mean, when we say that there's corruption that has crept in throughout the government and every three-letter, you know, agency of our government, I mean, that's shocking to think about that. That it's not said casually. It's said in a shocking sort of way that hopefully would shock, you know, the senses of, freedom-loving Americans to say, wait a minute, this cannot be. But, you know, to Scott's point, see, we have failed to you know, keep the narrative alive. We've let it die. And what's happened is those leftists, the communists, the Marxists who have come in and taken over, you know, our country, have taken over our history. They've taken over the education process. And the stories that they tell in the classroom, I mean, we just got a little peek of it. You have no idea how dastardly it is, how diabolical it is. It's just flat out evil. And here it is. See, this is the battle. You got Donald Trump on one hand, as Scott said in the first segment here, promoting the goodness and the exceptionalism of America, which the majority of Americans believe in because we've worked our butts off in the tradition of generations before us. And then you've got versus those on the left, Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the rest of them, saying, "Hey, look, it's not fair." You know, that there needs to be equity there. You know, somehow in their world, there needs to be equity. Well, that's not the way that's not the way it works. You don't force equity, you know, on a system that says, look, you can rise to your own level. Your merit, your hard work will pay dividends for you, but it's your merit and your hard work, not because the color of your skin, not because we like you more than we like somebody else. You know, it is based on merit and the hard work that you contribute to the bottom line. And what happens is those on the left want to turn that basic principle on its head. And Scott, that just is inherently wrong. That is, you know, them doing that to us is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It screeches and it just shrivels our spines, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I found G. Van Fleet so compelling. I've talked to
yes.
her, interviewed her. And I've got her book, read her book, and I liken her work in this article in Town Hall to de Tocqueville's work back in the 1830s. Who, you know, de Tocqueville was this Frenchman who came to America, and he saw, you know, the incredible uniqueness and virtue of America that he had not seen anywhere else in the world, you know, in his
right.
own home country. And he wrote about it. Democracy in America has become a classic that's worth reading today. Well, G. Van Fleet is playing the same role. She's an outsider. She was born and raised in China during the Cultural Revolution, so she knows what communism is, what it looks like, how it works.
Right.
And she sees that America is undergoing a communist cultural revolution. And she, for instance, highlights the cancel culture. You know, and we've been accustomed to the cancel culture. We sort of just assume, well, that's the way it is now. Well, it was the cancel culture that turned China upside down and tore Chinese society and families apart. And it operated under this, quote, destroying the olds, which included old ideas, old traditions, old customs, old habits. Everything was
right.
destroyed by Mao. And the specifics of all that, now in the cancellation crosshairs in America and parallel to the Chinese olds, reveal why cancellation and replacement are not just a feature of communism, but they are an essential driver of totalitarian control.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from her book. Here's how this is all rapidly progressing in America. First, individualism is being canceled and replaced by collectivism and group rights and group identity. Everybody can see that, right?
Yes,
group
right.
identity
yeah.
all the time. It's
yeah.
not about you as an individual and your merit. Second, unalienable constitutional rights are being canceled and replaced by politicized and arbitrary government rule. We just talked about that in New York with what's going on, right?
Right.
Third, equality of opportunity is being replaced by equality of outcome. It isn't the equality of opportunity that's important. The outcome has to be equal.
Exactly.
Rule of law is being canceled and replaced by mob rule and lawlessness. And our economic system, which is based on free market capitalism, is being replaced by this ESG and stakeholder capitalism, which are just stepping stones to socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
Nationalism and sovereign state as being replaced by globalism. You know, what's important is the, and many of these people that are corrupt in the American government now are now loyal to a globalist order because they think they'll have a seat at the table when America is destroyed and the global order replaces America, that they're somehow going to have a seat at the table. I got news for them.
Yes.
they're the first that are going to be shot.
Exactly.
But
diversity and independent thought are being replaced by conformity. We see that all the time. If you're an independent thinker, you're squashed. You're canceled. And equal justice for all is being replaced by unequal and customized justice. We see that in New York, but there's also racial, environmental, and social justice that is replacing the fundamental justice system. Freedom of expression is being replaced by censorship and political correctness. Parental rights are being canceled and overridden by state control of children, seen in vaccination and transgender policies. And lastly, common sense is being canceled and replaced by political narratives and ideology. You know, I mean, who has common sense anymore that talks about what's going on? I mean, we as common sense people can see it, and yet the elites that are running our show, they don't see what we see. They don't have common sense anymore.
Yeah. Well, they hide behind anonymous reporting and anything else that can give them cover, until it's amazing, you know, what you spell out and what she spells out in her book here. I mean, it's pretty comprehensive. And this is consistent with that progressive slow walk through all the institutions. This has been taking place. One of the keys that really stick out for me, Scott, is the rule of law being canceled, replaced by mob rule and lawlessness. That seems to be the linchpin of all this. It's almost like you can't have that unless you have absolute chaos. You must bring chaos into the mix in order to really kind of seal the deal with all these other expressions, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, they first of all, they're using it to break America down, to weaken us and break us down, to in preparation for the global order. You know, if America is broken down and is no longer governable, well, then American people are going to say, well, we welcome in anyone who can restore law and order. You know,
exactly. Out of desperation. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so that'll be a UN style government. The United Nations, for all your audience, is the most corrupt political body in the world. You take, for instance, the World Health Organization. It's headed by a man named Tedros, who comes out of Ethiopia. He was the third highest ranking Communist Party member in Ethiopia. He was cultivated by the Chinese government, and then he was installed, if you will, as the Director General of the World Health Organization, right? And he wants to have, you know, he wants to control pandemic policies in all the countries of the world. No, he wants to bring about communist control. He's a stooge of the Chinese.
And the Biden administration is hand in hand with him, wanting to turn over our sovereignty when it comes to the next pandemic, Scott.
This tells you everything you need to know about the scope and depth and seriousness of the corruption in America at the highest places. And good thing that we have a federal system where we have states and we have states that are not going to go along with this. So even if Biden should choose to sign this agreement, there's going to be held. There's no way that the American people are going to surrender the control of their health to the United Nations. Give me a break.
Right. And the thing is we know Joe Biden, you know, even when it comes to like tuition debt relief, right? College tuition debt. The Supreme Court said, no, it's unconstitutional. Can't do it. But he's doing it anyway.
Well, he's going to try to do it, but we'll see. I mean, I think we're in a very interesting time, and I think that your audience, Bill, is part of the front line of the resistance and the forces that can bring about correction. So, everybody listening, get off the sideline, get involved with some organization that has a constructive bent in solving some of these problems. And there are many of them now. We have a different country now. We have two levels.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And then we have this patriotic side that's growing by leaps and bounds.
You got it. Thank you, Scott Powell.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply.
My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with